Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
We continue. Bridget Gaynor's here. And, well, we love Bridget. We're glad she's here. Winner of the best guest of the year.
I think of 2017.
Yeah.
I'm writing that. This is kind of a long way in the past now. I got to do something else.
And then the 2018 best guest was the guy that punched the bear in the nose.
Right. Because nobody could follow you.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. That's what I'm competing against.
My daughter, Amy Cochran, I couldn't be more proud of her. She works with kids on the spectrum and kids and families dealing with autism as a BCBA. A board-certified behavioral analyst, and she joins us now. This is Autism Awareness Month. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Yeah, were you impressed that your father knew what BCBA stood for?
Yes. Yeah, it's a mouthful, so yes.
All right, first up, where do you work?
I work at By Your Side Upson Therapy Services. We have four locations in Burridge, Morton Grove, Tinley Park, and Schaumburg.
Now, is this a fairly new development in the treatment treatments for autistic kids, this direct behavior analyst work that you and others do?
So applied behavior analysis probably became more mainstream in the 70s with Skinner. And I would say it's definitely been more widely used as a way to help kids with the or kids with autism within the past 20 or so years.
But it does seem to be growing in ABA therapy. Why is it beneficial? Why is it working? I mean, do we know that even?
So ABA looks at it's a scientific approach that looks at how behaviors work, how behaviors are affected by the environment, and just how learning takes place. And it's one of its main uses is for kids with autism. And we look to improve through using ABA principles, communication skills, socialization skills, some self-help skills, learning readiness. I always say, be nice for a kid to know their math facts, but if they can't sit in the table or in a chair, they can't learn their math facts, right? So we kind of work on some of those learning readiness skills, as well as some replacement behaviors, as opposed to, those less socially valid behaviors that you might see from anybody.
Well, and I think the thing I've learned from you most about this is the patience that you have and the patience the people that do what you do professionally have, because you recognize that everybody learns differently, and that includes kids on the spectrum, and you bring them along as best you can in the time frame that they need.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no. So you work with the kids, but then you also have to educate the parents, right, on how to apply these different learning differently skills?
Yeah, and that actually kind of goes into what I was just going to say, too, that ABA can work for anybody. So when I'm working with parents, I do try to hit that as much as possible, as far as, these concepts, these principles, these techniques can work for anybody, not just children on the spectrum. If they have other siblings, I tell them other children, I'm like, you can use this on your other children, you can use this on your husband, yourself, whoever.
Right. So. Learn the benefits of ABA and use it on your spouse. So as an important part of Autism Awareness Month, obviously you want people to donate for research and volunteer for events and do all of that good stuff. But you and I were talking the other night about this, and there needs to be more people who do what you do to service the folks that need it. So what do you do if you want to be a behavior therapist, and who do you need to be to do that?
Yeah, so with our certification board, the Behavior Analyst Certification Board, there are four different certification levels. First of all, to work in ABA and be a behavior therapist or a line therapist, you don't need experience. I mean, obviously coming in with some experience is great, but you don't need experience to get your foot in the door. And, you know, there are many ABA companies. Obviously, I'm biased towards the one I'm at right now, but there are many ABA companies.
They'll be by your side.
Yes. And there are many ABA companies out there, and we're just, the field as a whole, just, you know, could really benefit and need, you know, people that are really passionate about working with kids with autism. So, like I said, you don't need any prior experience to start. A lot of companies will train you, including my own. We have a very awesome training schedule that we put our new hires through. It's about 4 weeks long. So
the commitment level,
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say the commitment on each level changes as you go higher, but I also feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, if you get in, as someone who starts with the first level you described, you know, maybe it piques your interest to move on through the various certification stages, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. We have a lot of our behavior therapists that are in school to get their own BCBA certification, or I've had a couple of new therapists start that have already told me that they're interested in possibly getting their BCBA certification. So, I mean, that was how it worked for me, too. I think I had a heart for this, thanks to the famous Mickey Cochran.
That's your uncle and my brother, who has special needs.
Yes. But, you know, once I got in in the field of autism, you know, I just fell in love with these kids. And had a really great mentor at the time who was going to get her own BCBA certification and told me about it. And, yeah, I think that's how a lot of people actually get into the field and move up, is, you know, having experience, personal connection, just being, you know, touched by these kids, because they're really awesome, amazing kids. And yeah,
and you got to love it. You got to love it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Sandberg the last word. Do you think that's wise of me? Go ahead, Sandberg.
So, he'll be nice to me. Maybe not to you. But
yes, I will be very nice to Amy. Do you have an example of, like, one kid that you started working with where this really changed how their daily life was affected by using these methods?
Yeah, and I know you can't say their names.
I know there's a million. Yeah, but is there, like...
Yeah, there's a lot of good examples. This is a good question.
Because I know you work with every single day a bunch of them, but if there's, you know, for somebody who doesn't deal with a ton of autistic kids, like, now we started using this method and they are able to
watch TV with
their family, or, you know, like, or...
There's a little boy she started working with, I think, almost 10 years ago, who is, you saw him recently, he's almost 18 now. And I feel like just knowing the stories of him and the work you two did together really changed his life.
Yeah, I mean, he was, I didn't do formal ABA therapy with him. I mean, I was going through school at the time and learning a lot of things, so I definitely did apply some ABA principles. But when I first started, he didn't say hi to anybody. And then, like, a year or so in, he would say... he started saying hi to people. So I think he was definitely, like, besides Uncle Mickey, he is one of my
inspirations.
Thank you. Inspiration to continue on in this field. I mean, I guess I could tell you, some things that I get more excited about when my kids learn, like, communication strategies. Oh, if I ask you for help instead of pitching a fit, you're going to help me, you know? So, you know, I never imagined, right, that I would want to do a touchdown dance when a kid puts, like, a three-word sentence together, right? I've helped train some kids to use the potty. And again, it's like, I kind of just take that for granted. But right. When I trained the first kid I helped train to use the bathroom, I think he was five, like, it was awesome. And so
that's how you know you love it.
Yeah.
When you talk about potty training a kid and she says it was awesome. And I remember when you called me, it was 2 or 3 weeks of working with this kid specifically and learning how to use the bathroom. And how thrilled you were. So, anyway, you have the right job, my daughter. I do believe that.
Thank you.
And Autism Awareness Month in April. We're a little late this month talking about it, but everybody should continue to focus on doing what they can. And whether you're blessed with kids who have absolutely no issues, because they're so, so fine and perfect. Or you have kids that got a little speed bump here and there. Here's the bulletin. Every kid's got a speed bump, just like every adult. Supporting kids and families who deal with autism is not just a generous thing to do. It's a smart thing to do, so I hope everybody will. Thank you for being on, Amy Cochran. I know you have other shows to do now.
Thank you. All right. Have a good morning.
Love you. See you, bye. That's my daughter, Amy. Obviously the good part.
Yes.
Right?
And what she doesn't hear is you talk about her all the time. And everybody we have had in this month that you're talking about the autism and whatever, you know her title and where she worked. Like, I know you.
I'm just blown away by the, because I don't have it. I don't have that kind of patience. And I'm just blown away by the ability to take a child with those kind of needs and work with them so closely and to be able to stay on task and focus. And that's what she was preaching about, this ABA therapy, because that's what science has now determined is the best way to break through with kids dealing with autism.
There's an incredible program at the Ag School out in Mount Greenwood, and they, my cousin actually runs it, and they bring in horses, and they, you know, there's all
these
incredibly creative things that people can do. And I just think, you know, my son is almost 17, and when he was born, it was kind of when they, autism really started to be first widely diagnosed, and it was especially more focused in boys. And so I just remember the panic that you have as a parent thinking, what if this thing is happening and I don't know what to do about it?
Sure.
And the idea that you would then meet someone who's like, no, I get it. It's not great, but I have a plan. And I'm going to walk through this with you.
Yeah, and you and I have talked about this off the air. The cool thing is you meet people who have kids with special needs, whatever those special needs are, like my brother. You get more out of them, and they teach you more than you'll ever learn from all the, quote, normal people in your life.
Right.
By the way, nobody's normal. Texter 815, Steve, my daughter just got hired as an ABA therapist in school to be an occupational therapy assistant. I'm a special ed director and a proud mom. 312, great job, Amy. We need more Amy Cochrans in this world. I would second that. And thanks for your text. Text 312-981-7200 about anything. We'll come back and get Dean on the radio, I believe, for a couple of minutes. More with Bridget Gaynor as well. And your news next on 720 WGN.